Today we continue talking about this year's Delta Symposium on the campus of Arkansas State University, Jonesboro. Roots and Generations is this year's theme. Dr. Gregory Hansen and Dr. Carol O'Connor have both been working hard to put this year's symposium together, which starts next Wednesday. And they tell about how long it took to put the event together.
We had our debriefing meeting from Delta Symposium 17 last year, probably in May, and then we decided at that meeting, well, let's go ahead and start planning for Delta Symposium 18. So we've been at it for almost a year now.
That's true. Every year, it takes a year from the very beginning, and usually there's some group or some individual we go after, and we come up short. So we have some frustrations for a while. But this year, things kind of happen. Yeah. Pretty magically.
Oh, we're great, yeah. We even, one of our keynoters, Ellen and Karen Jabor and Ken Perlman, they just sort of fell into our lap because Ellen I've known for years, and he got in touch with me and said that they were going to be in the area in the end of April, and they was wondering if there are any opportunities for them to perform or do book presentations. And I said, I think so. So since he was in the area anyway, it's like I said, well, how would you like to be keynoters for our Delta Symposium? And he said, well, sign me up. So that worked out great. We got to keep that idea in mind, you know, that have the keynoters come to us rather than us go to them.
Yes, that would be great if it became a tradition.
And they say the majority of the events will be taking place on the campus of Arkansas State University, and that will be at the Student Union in the Mockingbird Room is where a lot of the events will be taking place, starting on April the 18th, running through April the 21st. They tell what makes the Delta Symposium at Arkansas State University different from other symposiums that are held around the nation.
I think one of the things is its regional focus, that it's been going on for 18 years. And the idea is to look at the local history and culture and heritage and arts, and to have people look at that in your own community, but then also look at it with a serious scholarly eye, and to look at it with a serious sense of the importance of the artistry of things like the blues and other forms of expression like that. So I think it's really something that ideally it should blend together the idea of roots and generations, because it's trying to make scholarship and academic work in the university relevant to the everyday life of people around us. And I think we're at a point where it's really an effort to try to bridge divisions between town and gown. The university exists to help the community, too. And I think a great way to do that is to have a symposium that calls attention to just the really interesting elements of the history and culture right in our region of the Arkansas Delta.
When I interviewed to come here to Arkansas State University 10 years ago, it was just like the week after the Delta Symposium had occurred. And I just was so impressed with what I heard about it. It was one of the things that attracted me here. I thought it was great and, just fantastic that the faculty would come together and work so hard to put something like that on. And I also thought it sounded like tremendous fun. And I thought, man, this is the kind of thing I want to be a part of. So I think it's one of the signature institutions of Arkansas State University, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
One thing also that works is that you may hear scholars talking about the music, and my friend Mitsutoshi Inaba, a Japanese scholar, is coming all the way across the continent to talk about his scholarship and his writing on Willie Dixon. And, you know, right there's a real important element of the symposium, because it's someone from clear across the continent who's actually rooted in Japan. You know, he's an immigrant, and he's writing about the interest among the Japanese on blues. And for him to come here to see the blues symposium, it's just a real thrill for him. He couldn't believe some of the blues musicians that we had, and said that if these musicians from our area that we had at the symposium just sent to Japan, you just have people mobbed coming to see him because they're so interested in Japan and blues music. And I think we've got that element going on with that. But also, you hear the great scholars talking about it. You hear them have all kinds of interesting insight into the region. But then, as we start shifting into live music and performances, then as you're watching, we'll get a deeper understanding and appreciation for the music itself that's performed live, because you've got that context from talking about it over the few days before that. So it's a nice blending together of experiential learning along with getting linked into some of the interesting scholarship and interesting ideas about the local heritage like that.
And Dr. Hansen says students this year will have an opportunity to perform some of their works during a performance Thursday night at the Delta Symposium.
We try to integrate the students' interests with the scholars coming in, the poets. So you get a chance to really have students interact with people who are full-time historians and poets and writers and musicians, and it really creates great opportunities for the students. I think one thing that really has worked very well when we tried it is to combine the idea of student readings from their publications. The Tributary magazine that the English and Philosophy Department publishes is a big part of the university. And what we've done in the past is have the students whose work is published in Tributary, have them come out and do their readings at the symposium. So this year, we've got it arranged that they'll do that the same night that our featured poet, Tony Toss, does his reading. And he's generously agreed to share the bill with students. So right there, you've got the idea of student writing put on a really, really nice venue and interacting with a really terrific poet. That I think that's another thing that the symposium really is beginning to do very well, is to work toward opportunities to integrate the creativity of students right along with the scholarship and the musicians and the other elements of history and culture and heritage that we look at.
Each day has a lot of events going on. Hansen and O'Connor tell about a big event Friday night during the symposium.
We have our typical Friday night concert. Elsie Ulmer is going to be playing, and I was reading he plays a wide variety of instruments.
Banjo.
Guitar, the mandolin, I saw as well.
And there's an instrument called a banjolin, which combines the mandolin with the banjo. It looks kind of like a small banjo, but it has eight strings, like a mandolin. And he's really interesting because he's coming from a blues heritage that plays blues, but it's also the pre-blues music, too. He's also a fiddler. And there's a whole African-American fiddle tradition that he represents. So he's really an exciting musician this year.
He's going to be performing Friday evening in the Ring Center Auditorium. So that's kind of the culminating performance here on campus. And then on Saturday, we'll be at the West End neighborhood.
And Dr. Hansen tells about the Saturday events.
And on April 21st, one of the things that we're trying this year is to literally move the Delta Symposium through the streets and to take it downtown, literally. And what we'll do is at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, we'll start things off at the Craighead County Jonesboro Library with Deanne's film screening and then a chance to meet the filmmaker. And then at 10:45, we've got local architects who are going to lead a tour, an architectural walking tour of the West End neighborhood. So from 10:45 till about noontime, come on down to the library and you can just join us and walk through the neighborhood. And we'll get an insider's view of the interesting architecture throughout the area. The West End has almost all of the buildings that are on the National Register of Historic Places in Jonesboro. Almost all of those are located in the West End. And the area around the library is just especially rich in its architectural heritage. So I think that kind of symbolizes what you try to do with Roots, that you're connecting the ideas that people are interested in academia and the university with the actual life of people in the communities like that. And I'm hoping as people walk through the neighborhood, they get a different appreciation for the built environment and what's around them. So that'll be a lot of fun. And we're partnering with the West End Neighborhood Group this year. And in the afternoon, we'll have a Roots Music Festival. And that'll start with an open jam song circle at 11 o'clock. People are welcome to come to City Water and Light Park. And then at 12, we've got a music showcase of blues and roots music that Paul Nunes is putting together of regional musicians performing and getting that started. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then we bring our invited acts on stage in the afternoon with the Rising Stars Fife and Drum Band. And then Jimbo Mathis will close out the show in the afternoon. And he's has friends and family actually living right here in Jonesboro. So we're real excited to bring Jimbo Mathis in. And a lot of people know him from his performance with the Squirrel Nut Zippers and other kind of rock and roll and rockabilly bands there from a few years ago.
And he also says a performance from David Lynn Jones will also highlight the Saturday show during the music festival that will be taking place. Dr. Gregory Hansen and Dr. Carol O'Connor both talking about this year's 18th Annual Delta Symposium in Jonesboro, Wednesday, April the 18th through Saturday, April 21st, presented by ASU's Department of English and Philosophy. Everything is free. Public's invited to attend. More information, go to our website, kasu.org. Click on events for more details on each of these individual events that are going on.